This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Thank you.
Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 144 of The Joy of Classical Music, and part two of New Discoveries and Recent Favourites. Over the next hour, I'll be taking a closer look at some of my favourite new discoveries from recent episodes, and for this episode, that means George Gershwin and Igor Stravinsky. We opened with pianist Michael Tilson Thomas playing Three Preludes, a collection of short piano pieces composed by George Gershwin in 1926. George Gershwin was the subject of episode 140, From the Concert Hall to the Musical Stage. But there's only so much you can fit into an hour, and I left out plenty, including 1925's Piano Concerto in F, and here it is courtesy of pianist Danil Trifonov and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
back in episode 136, part one of the best classical albums of 2025, I featured an album by pianists Lucas Janassis and Anna Genusei called Hallelujah Junction. The album explores the diverse landscape of 20th century American music, and among the selections is a piano arrangement of Igor Stravinsky's Dumbarton Oaks, a work I hadn't heard before, and I enjoyed it so much that today I'm going to play the original concerto version. The work was commissioned by Robert Woods Bliss and Mildred Barnes Bliss to celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary, and it takes its name from their historic estate in the Georgetown neighborhood of Washington, D.C., where it premiered on May the 8th, 1938. Stravinsky described the work as a little concerto in the style of the Brandenburg concertos, and the formal geometric layout of the Dumbarton Oaks Gardens is believed to have provided the musical inspiration for the concerto's structural design. Blending Baroque techniques with modern rhythmic vitality and mathematical clarity, it represents the height of Stravinsky's neoclassical period and is now considered to be one of the most significant chamber concertos of the 20th century. I'll be back next week with part three of From the Concert Hall to the Musical Stage and the Musical Theatre of Leonard Bernstein. Until then, here's the Sinfonietta da Montreal. Thank you.
Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.